wanted to go into the final countdown. This isn't the final countdown. It's not the end of 2021. But welcome, dear listeners, to not at all, to your May 2021 horoscopes.
Welcome.
We are here to consult the stars and let you know what is going on in May this month for all you sweet, why are you like this, listeners. So without further ado, Jamie, tell us a little bit about what is going to be happening in May for
Absolutely. So it's going to be May, which feels weird, and we can all...
It's going to be May.
Exactly. Okay, we can all roll our eyes all week at those Justin Timberlake memes that are filling our feeds. So I'm sure we're all enjoying that right now.
I'm sure we are.
Okay, birthdays and sun shifts. Obviously, Taurus, we are still in your season until the 20th. And so a happy birthday to all of you. And
happy birthday, Taurines.
And in this Taurine time, briefly, I have to tell you that I read an astrology article where they referred to Tauruses as Taurines. And so someone else is doing that too.
We didn't make it up. Okay. You are not alone.
Thank you.
Okay.
So in this Taurine time, it could be good to turn our attention to the material world, organization, maybe some tangible growth, data tracking, some results, whatever we're working on. But then, you know this, it's Gemini season. Busting through dick first with extra communication.
I'm ready to bust through dick with extra communication. Okay, let's get it.
I see you doing that. I'm picturing it now. You're a larger than life person, you know, about as tall as a building. Anyway, this is going to get graphic, so I'll stop. But we'll have perhaps some open-mindedness and fresh ideas. And I'm always here for fresh ideas, so... Thank you for that.
That's right.
And a happy early birthday to you, my sweet co-host.
Thank you. I am a May baby.
You
catch
are.
Catch me at the end of the month doing it up. Okay.
This month, there may be feelings of like we've been here before, kind of like the real world Saturn return vibes that we covered in our recent FUPdate.
Totally.
If anyone caught that one, shout out to our once other monthly episode. Anyway, but this vibe will be strong throughout May and will pop up repeatedly through 2020 thanks to some Saturn action and Jupiter stuff. We are not experts, but Austin could refer you. But
sure can.
Just
slide into these DMs, okay?
She will. She will. She's got a good contact. Anyway, but feelings of like maybe we've done this before. Maybe there's a lesson that we need to examine because we didn't learn it previously. So, you know, some thoughts about that. Also... some generational tensions could play out for a lot of folks in both, interestingly, both family situations and at work. More senior coworkers or supervisors could struggle to communicate with and come to agreements with less seasoned or younger workers. And we could see this also play out in families with miscommunications between older and younger folks. So something to look forward to.
Something truly help.
And without further ado, Austin will give us some dates to look out for.
Yeah, dudes, let's hit the big dates. So on the 2nd of May, Mercury enters Gemini. Listen, this is a time for many new ideas, tons of information, and it can come at you over the next few weeks. So this is a great time for you to maybe work on a little bit of like short-term plans, maybe get your summer in order. May always feels like it has a nice energy for like, what are you getting into this summer? Yep. Got vaccinated? Get it. Okay. On the 3rd, we have a 4th quarter moon phase in Aquarius. This is a time to clean up and clear out over the next week and finish changes you're working on. Anything maybe you've been trying to like make some shifts? Are you rearranging the furniture? Are you trying to create a new daytime routine? Maybe reevaluate it at this point. On the 8th, Venus enters Gemini. Love can focus on mental connections over the coming weeks, and you can work to improve communication lines. You may want to open up more with others.
Thank you.
I'm just working on my sex tape. Okay. On the 11th, new moon in Taurus. This is a good time to work on improving stability and security. Maybe you've been trying to get your money right. So here's maybe a time to pursue some financial opportunities and feel more confident. Have you been thinking about asking for a raise? Have you been trying to pay off that student debt? Now is a good time to lean into some shifts there and coming up with some good strategies for it. On the 13th, Jupiter enters Pisces. Spiritual opportunities and pursuits get big attention over the next few months, and you can work on connecting to your spiritual self. You can be much more compassionate and understanding and want to help others. So if there's maybe a volunteer opportunity you've been into, or maybe your friend just fucking needs help moving, this would be a great time to like lean into that. It will be fulfilling for you and you'll be helping somebody else. Maybe even you just need to be a listening ear for your friend who's like going through some shit and needs to vent. That's important.
Always too. Good advice.
Always good advice. On the 19th, we have a second quarter moon phase in Leo. This is a time to really make adjustments over the next week in creative ways. So listen, lean into that creativity, make some more changes. Really kind of a month for change, if you will. Mm. On the 20th, the sun enters Gemini. Welcome to my season. And new ideas and short-term plans can get more attention over the coming weeks. Keep yourself busy and, you know, facilitate having some mental outlets. It's good for you, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. On the 23rd, Saturn retrograde begins in Aquarius. Mm. This is a time that you may need to work on addressing some karmic issues and, as Jamie alluded to, patterns over the coming months so you can release the baggage. Maybe got some unresolved business. Now's mm-hmm. the good time to talk about it. You may feel more stifled at times and need to give yourself some space, so keep that in mind. On the 26th, the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, you may finalize plans for expansion, exploration, or new experiences, and be more optimistic about challenging situations. Maybe you're making these travel plans. Maybe you're ready to like pull the trigger on like a flight that's going to happen later on. I can't know. But you can focus on what you believe in passionately, and you should stick to that, sweet beebs. So get it, get it. And last but certainly not least, one more retrograde to mention. On the 29th, Mercury retrograde begins in Gemini.
Oh.
Over the coming weeks, there can be extra challenges with communication and expression, and it's important to listen instead of just talking over everyone. Something all of us can enjoy, and maybe all of us Geminis even more than the rest of you. We can't.
Perhaps.
No, we're ruled by Mercury. Hello. But all in all, again, keep an open mind and have some healthy outlets for that mental energy. Play tennis. Jamie's always looking for a partner.
Oh my God, I love playing tennis. Yeah.
Totally. So with that said, listen, Geminis, it's our time to shine. Let's talk about us first, because that's how I do this segment. I'm selfish. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing, sweet gems. This month in May, we perhaps need to brace ourselves for a little bit of turbulence in life. There could be some stressful situations that may result from misunderstandings. Again, this is that Mercury retrograde stuff going on. So we do just like want to lean into that. You know, if there's something that like, you could communicate in person or on the phone, but like you're trying to be quick through things in text, maybe rethink that. Maybe don't fire an email that could come across as passive aggressive, because the lines will get misconstrued. It happens, okay? Also, worth noting, again, there is a certain person who maybe previously you were super friendly, things were cordial, but they may have a lot of stuff to, you know, complain about. And you may be feeling like a little defensive with this, but here's the thing. Sweet gems, we know how things happened, and we don't need to let insinuations be a cause for dispute. So just like we may try to, you know, protect ourselves from saying things that people might misunderstand, it's also good to remember we could be misunderstanding someone else. And that is advice, I think, this time of year. We are truly going to all enjoy. So if, you know, you have any evidence or like you feel like arguments are being, you know, brought up about how some sort of situation was presented, just be clear, just open up. Because if you're not, if you, you know, you get haphazard, you get a little defensive, whatever, you could create an atmosphere that would not be super fun, maybe even unbearable. I don't know you. Ooh. Okay. In the first week of the month, people born under the sign of Libra, Taurus, hello our Taurines, or Scorpios, Jesus Christ, are going to be the first to come out, okay? But these people might be somebody with whom you'll be able to experience something wonderful. I don't even necessarily mean in romance, but this is a time in the beginning of this month that you could really make some memories to last a lifetime, okay? So lean into that. You got some friends you're trying to connect with, have a little picnic in the park? Listen, lean into these. It's good. can also be a time where maybe you're just feeling a little bit ready to party. Maybe you're craving a trip, maybe a little Airbnb stay out in the woods. I don't know. Or maybe you just really want like a real honest conversation about changing your current way of looking at things. Sometimes new people, new places, and real talk can kind of open our minds up in a way that's refreshing. Sometimes especially you just need a new perspective on life. Absolutely. Especially. So listen, lean into this. Maybe lean into some social circles that are outside of your norm in ways that feel safe and good for you in this weird version of the pandemic world, okay? Mm. Also a good time to really, you know, spread an aura of sympathy to those around you, okay? You know, have some compassion for folks who may be going through some stuff. And that may draw people to you, the people you may, you know, really connect with. So be open, be empathetic, and, you know, I think it'll give you a little bit of magnetism, perhaps we could say.
We could.
In terms of sweet love, Geminis, if you are already in a stable relationship, this is advice we can all enjoy. I don't know. If you're thinking about an affair, maybe just consider if it would be worth it. That's all I'm going to say about that. Alrighty.
Really weigh that out. Yeah.
Really weigh it out. But if you are a single or lonely gem, listen, don't hesitate for a long time here. Just like go out on a limb, like indulge in things. If you're like having a should I, shouldn't I moment, I would consider this the sign of me telling you you should. And that's what I'm going to say about that. Mm. And at the end of the month, this may be like a big time to really devote time to family and like any kind of related like family adjacent circles or matters. You know, don't forget about your health. Sweet gems, as the beginning of this Gemini season happens, we go heavy into the gems in June. But again, I just want to say that, you know, make sure any differences of opinions or views that you have right now, don't lean into that adversely affecting any relationships with your loved ones, especially at the end of the month when we've got this Mercury shit going on, okay? Mm-hmm. So be honest, be open, and also come to the table with a compassionate mindset and not the assumption that somebody's trying to attack you. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, speaking of someone who's not trying to attack you that you might assume is, let's do Scorpio. So,
okay, well, I'll be the judge of that.
I couldn't not take that segue. So soon, Scorpios, very much will happen in your life. So now is a really good time to get prepared. And that might sound a little scary, but honestly, apparently, according to the stars, the best way to do this is to relax in the company of people who you really enjoy being around. So like easy friends, people you don't have to put on for. Maybe you host a casual dinner party with these people, laugh all night. Maybe these are Geminis. Austin mentioned that the Geminis will be kicking back with perhaps some Scorpios,
I love to laugh.
Taurines, and Libras. That could be a good fun group that I'm not included in, but is fun. So you know, you have that to look forward to, but also like I'm here. Anyway, you could... You could this month meet a woman of many years, which is a nice way to say an old person that I just made up.
Let's use that from now on. A person of many years.
It's better when I said old people and then laughed and said the elderly on live radio when we were children. But
that did happen.
Anyway, back to Scorpios. So this woman of many years could perhaps have some extremely sage advice for you. No word on who this lady is in your life, like who she is to you, but she has lived and she has learned. Ooh. So listen up, because her tales will be applicable, especially at this time when we're all kind of perhaps circling back on some unlearned lessons. Her many years of wisdom, you should pay attention. Mm. In love and sex, you can expect to really be your best self here with a little nudge from Venus.
We know how you love those genitals.
Okay. There is potential for a new romance or perhaps like just the continued heating of an already cultivated one. And you will have, and congratulations on this, a charm about you in all areas.
Wow. All right. Well,
okay. You will also have an unexpected visitor this month who will make a big impression on you. And this was weird. Like, apparently this person is going to kind of show up unannounced. You might have some trepidations about it at first. You may not trust this person. You may think it's a weird situation. And no word on if this visitor is the same as the woman of many years. Like, this could be the same person, or maybe you're meeting a bunch of people this month. But initially, you're not going to really want them to come into your home. But apparently, you can have a really, really good time with this person. They also have some important things to tell you. So be open to a lot of meetings, I guess. Just talk to people. Say yes, you know, see what happens.
Say yes to the dress.
Who's next?
Next, we are talking about sweet Sagittarians. Hello. Hello, my brethren. In May, there will be no time for you to relax, okay? Listen, you got to start working hard from the beginning of the month on, so let's get to it.
Yikes, that's a theme for some people.
Well, you know, here we are. It's a time that maybe you need to start more realistically assessing what's happening in your immediate environment and drawing some conclusions that are going to be a recipe for the future, especially in professional matters. And kind of, I don't know, for whatever reason, Sagittarians, I feel like we've been really maybe watching you on kind of a career jibble-jabble chasing goals and like trying to, you know, manifest things. This feels like a theme in your life right now, okay? But don't act too hastily. Always good advice. Let your steps be carefully thought out. Before you say or do something, think first. Everybody's feeling this Mercury shit. Let's go. Because thinking about the effects that, you know, your words or actions can bring will help you make the best choices. Also, you can be sure not to miss any good ideas, because if you give yourself a little bit of time to ruminate, you're going to have more thoughtful conclusions. And you're also going to, you know, I think ultimately come to the table with greater enthusiasm. And who doesn't like that? After the first half of the month, a person born under the sign of Capricorn or Cancer will be on your way, which will be characterized by maybe some even like traditional and conservative views, whatever that means to you. But it's something that could have a big impact on you. I'm not saying necessarily negatively or positively, but I do want to say, like, don't allow yourself like too much extravagance in this person's company, because instead of like encouraging them or in any kind of way, you might scare them away, whatever that's worth. We don't want to create shame. In the middle of the month, again, we're back on this hustle. Get ready for some business meetings. But the thing I want to tell you about these business meetings, you are going to shine like a real star. So brace yourself and bring your best self to these meetings, okay? People will see you in a large kind of eloquent and also just like appreciate maybe a gift of persuasion that you oftentimes exhibit, sweet Sagges. You know, it's possible that, you know, you are going to have some opportunities to express your own views and beliefs and really feel comfortable in your own skin as maybe you take on some new and unknown challenges, maybe entering a new career stage. We can't know. So do whatever you can possible to really like lean into this and create like a long-lasting impression, because you got the energy to make a really positive one. Again, I do just want to just notate this month. Instead of indulging too hard in dreams or fantasizing about what you plan to do in the future, what you want to do, this is a month to take action, okay? And those actions will be favorable for you, okay? So take yourself to work and start to notice the effects of your work and effort. And as you see maybe what kind of effects that's leading or what kind of impression or impact you're making on other people, it'll help you see which direction you need to continue to move in and maybe what your subsequent efforts should be, okay? I'm feeling very good about May for Sagittarius. Yeah, that's great. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Aquarius. All right, guys, here comes a low to medium month for all of us, so. It's like not going to be the worst, but like brace yourselves for like maybe just a little intensity. Love stuff will be good. So like that's cool. But everything else might be like a little bit taxing. Anyway, here we go. So at work, we'll be working extra hard without any expectation of reward. And I would just like to say that if you have a Capricorn stellium like me, this is no surprise, but I'm sure most of you do not have that, but I feel very accustomed to this anyway, so looking forward to that. The work atmosphere will not be very cordial, and we should be ready for a lot of conflicts to play out. And this is a spot where, as I mentioned at the beginning, we can maybe see like some tensions across like generational lines and or like with superiors, maybe kind of like a hierarchy issue. And hopefully we can stay out of this. I'm going to take a deep breath and know that there will be chaos around me. Exactly. Thank you. That startled me a little hearing you do that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But unfortunately, even if we are able to stay out of like any direct line of fire, like actually like popping off on someone, even if we're on our best behavior, I don't want to do that. The clogs in our workflow that these tensions will create may force us to get involved. You know what I mean? Like people are just at each other, mm-hmm. not getting you what you need. So Karen and Cindy need to just please.
Karen and Cindy, get it fucking together.
Just get over it and send the files to Brittany so we can get rolling on these projects.
Send her the files.
Yes. The older people need to chill and send the younger people the files. Anyway, I don't know what your individual workplace dynamic is, but, you know, Karen and Cindy might have a problem with Brittany, so that could affect you anyway.
Sure might. Mm-hmm.
If any of us are investing or playing any kind of speculative money games, if you just maybe listen to our cryptocurrency episode, exactly, and you're like, maybe I should dabble. If you're an Aquarius, now is not the fucking time. May is not time to make any kind of financial move decisions. I don't care if you have an inheritance burning a hole in your pocket. You need to wait because it's not the time. Just hold, or at least like don't buy. Personally, I've been watching my Robinhood account slowly drop and drop and drop. Shit. And
I'm so sorry.
This news encourages me to wait it out because, you know, the market bounces back unless crypto is really taking over. Anyway, that's for another time. Guys, don't invest this month. Also, don't pull your money out of investments. Just don't do anything. That's all.
Just calm down. God damn it.
Singles can expect a little action this month or maybe a lot. So that's cool. Seems like everybody, you know, April was a sexual time. It feels like May is kind of a continuation for a lot of us.
I love this sexual energy. Listen, spring is sprung and so am I. Okay. Yeah.
Gemini's bussing dick first. Anyway.
Okay. Hey, oh, hey, oh.
Just knocking on the door. Just tapping it. Anyway. We'll have some extra charm and some charged up communication skills before the retrograde. That's important to note. And that could really help things. Like if you're dating, you're trying to like get out there, like you could really maybe be like your best self on a first date this month. And that's like not a thing that happens a lot. So maybe grab that opportunity. And as far as people who are not single, I don't want to say partner because maybe you're poly. I don't know. I don't want to exclude you. But if you're not single, it will also be a great, smooth, fun love time, which sounds like an ad for a sex toy. But with that, who is next?
Next, we're talking about the Virgos. And I feel like it feels like the right pivot because Aquarians, we had a lot of financial advice for you this month. Wow.
We did, yeah.
And the advice was don't fucking do anything.
Don't do anything.
Well, listen to you, sweet Virgos. In matters related to investments, finances, applying for a promotion or any kind of raise, any kind of movement here, it's also, I'm going to say, recommended that you slow down the pace, okay? I'm not telling you to take no action, but I'm telling you to slow down. You don't have to pull the trigger this month. And you can
The markets are unpredictable.
Yeah, it seems like a weird time for the markets. Markets seem a little unpredictable in May. That's all we're going to say. Okay. Listen, for you, sweet Virgos, in May, pay a more attention. Give a real kind of doting energy here to your family because it should be the most important thing for you, especially if there's something that maybe is like a relationship that's a little turbulent. If any like health juju's going on with somebody you care about, this is a time to really help them out. And listen, your intuition will be good, okay? You're going to be able to find yourself in a good place and a good time this month if you just listen to your gut. Mm. For everyone who is out there hustling, maybe a little bit of affairs of the hearts, let's say. Maybe there's a shrouded sense of mystery that over time you you know, you've been kind of growing in some sort of like a sexual tension chemistry. Ooh. We can't know. I think over time in May, you're going to see how everything maybe becomes a little bit more clear and a little bit more simple. Mm. If you have misunderstandings, you know, time is going to help explain any quarrels and disputes here. And if you're having a will they, won't they moment, it's a good time to maybe kind of, I don't want to say like give yourself another chance, I think is what I want. And maybe start anew, start over again, bring fresh energy to situations, because I think it could turn into something good. Single folks this month, sweet Virgos, you may feel an irresistible temptation to confess your deepest feelings to an object of your own desire.
That'll be intense.
Is it a giant comb in an art museum? We can't know.
I have been counting down the days until I can see that comb. I like it. I cannot wait to be in the presence once again of the comb. Guys, if you listen to the object sexuality episode anyway, we'll go back to what you're saying.
Jamie has a crush on a comb.
It's okay. Not like a sexual crush, but it's, you know, there's a connection.
There's a connection. Listen. Your heart is open and ready, sweet Virgos. I'm saying go for it. Whoever this person is, it's somebody who, you know, you're going to have fun with and can really bring some important value to your life. So don't hesitate. I think if you feel like an irresistible urge here, I think go for it, okay? But before you get into this wild whirlpool, just really think about whether this person is like someone who I think like values fun the same way you do, especially
like
if you're
important.
Someone, I think so, especially if you're somebody who's really feeling ready for a stable relationship, because if you feel like you're not on the same page here, it could, you know, it could be not a long-term compatibility mm-hmm. match, and, you know, maybe it could cause you some frustration down the line. At the end of the month, again, here's some financial juju circling back. At the end of the month, get ready for perhaps some interesting proposals related to financial mm-hmm. matters. But again, I'm telling you, before you agree to anything, just really carefully analyze the pros and the cons, because not always what we see at first glance is what is there. And in May, generally for you as well, sweet Virgos, I'm going to say no investment is really going to be my recommendation.
Oh my.
This is a good period to like slow your enterprisial role
yeah.
or whatever. You feel me? Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's go with Pisces. All right.
Okay, okay.
Pisces, this May, you guys can plan for those long planned projects to finally be implemented and or developed. So you've been thinking about something for a long time. I don't know, maybe you want to build a pirate ship in your backyard, but you haven't found the right lumber. I don't know what it is that you're dreaming of working on, but now is the time that you will get that going and you will experience a flurry of ideas. That's probably thanks to some Mercury shit and just Gemini season. So maybe get some crayons for the shower. Gonna have a lot of ideas. And brief aside, did you have crayons, shower crayons as a kid?
I did not, but I wish I had. I'm familiar with the concept.
Oh my God, they're great. And I keep thinking now like how great they would be in adulthood, because like people have shower ideas. And so if you had crayons in there, you could just like write it on the wall real quick. And then anyway, all I'm saying is
on the wall.
Pisces, this could be a great time for you to invest in some shower crayons, because the ideas will be constant. However, we're going to need to be careful with some of these ideas. Maybe keep them partially under wraps so that greedy, lesser creative types around you can't steal your ideas. And honestly, that's great advice for any time in any environment where you don't fully trust everyone. But what you should do, while you're keeping these ideas partially under wraps, you should boldly execute your plan exactly the way that you think is right without too much input from others. And that's not advice that like people get very often. You know, we're typically trying to like seek advice and feedback. But for some reason this time, it's really better if you just kind of do this privately on your own and then show everyone the final product, because it might be hard to explain.
Sometimes that's the move.
Yeah, people don't get it. Then they give you advice that's like not good advice because they don't really understand the true art that you're making. Anyway, keep it to yourself. If you are romantically involved with someone, there could be some weirdness this month. I'm so sorry. So specifically, this individual may start putting pressure on you outright or covertly, working it into conversations about your potentially shared future. And
oh.
You may not be here for what they are implying you both should do, maybe where you should go, if there's a move being suggested, I don't know, maybe marriage is being pressured, whatever it is.
Oh, shit.
You're not going to feel on the same page as this person. And so think carefully about how you're going to react to this. There could be like a kind of subtext vibe to these conversations where maybe you're not outright discussing the problem, but this person is kind of low-key pressuring you, and it's going to be hard to not like really maybe explode about that. And so rather than doing that, take some time, think about like what you really want from this situation. If, you know, do you really want to share this next chapter with that person, or do you want to suggest a different shared chapter? I don't know. But don't give up what you want in this life plan just because this person is kind of nudging you one way, you know?
That's advice we can all enjoy. Don't get nudged out of your own shit, okay?
Absolutely. So yeah, really try to have honest conversations with yourself. It might mean like some time away, and like you're a spiritual person, Pisces, so like I feel like you have it in you, but just like, don't be too flexible. And like, if your partner's saying things like, I don't know, perhaps maybe an example is you're terrified of bees. And, you know, when your partner talks so casually about tending to honeycombs in your older years, maybe that makes you feel uncomfortable. Things like that. Your situation could be less cut and dry.
Maybe you don't like bees or wasps.
Maybe you're allergic to them. I don't know.
Maybe you have an EpiPen.
Communicate the EpiPen. So you're also, like many of us, going to meet someone new this month. Maybe many new people. And you will admire them. You will learn from them. These will be pioneer type people in your eyes who are forging their own path, which you admire. They're maybe living a quote alternative lifestyle, not necessarily gays. No. And they're not taking shit from anyone. And you're going to really respect that. And maybe this is a caravan of Burning Man people that you should be on the lookout for.
Maybe you're going to Burning Man.
Or maybe it's a caravan of Burning Man people. Who is next?
Okay. Next, we are talking about the sweet crabs. Hello, dear Cancers, my friends.
Tap, 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 tap.
Tap, 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 all those little pinchers. Okay, sweet Cancers, listen, what's up to May? You are going to feel the irresistible need this month to get to know yourself and look deeper into your soul to find out again the meaning of life and new truths about yourself. That's some deep exploration.
It is. Okay. These water signs are ready, though, I'm telling you.
Oh, these water signs stay ready for this kind of shit, okay? Listen, this need will be most noticeable in the first half of the month, so be careful that any kind of trips to the mysterious corners of your soul are only constructive. I want that for you, okay?
Yeah.
This is also a good period for trips. Maybe you need that fresh new perspective like we talked about for some other folks. Maybe you need to change up your scenery so you can reconnect with yourself, okay? So plan that trip, that weekend getaway for, you know, a time that really will enable you to get away from the monotonous and the gray reality that sometimes can be our day-to-day. You know, that's just honest. Some conclusions that you can draw from thinking about yourself will allow you to make more accurate decisions in the future. And I truly love that for you, sweet crabs.
Because
listen, sometimes your emotions drive you. No shade thrown. Mine too. Because these double Cancers be hiding behind this air energy over here. Okay.
Yeah, they're under there.
Your creative talents that maybe have been hidden until now could come to light, especially in the middle of the month. Maybe you're going to start to have some feelings about maybe a skill set you didn't even really know you had, or maybe somebody else is going to, you know, point this out to you. So don't remain passive. Create something at this time. Stay in kind of your creative energy. If you're making things like physically, on the interwebs, whatever you're doing, lean into that. The only way you will have a chance to create or plan something special is if you create or plan something special. You feel me? You can use this energy and the deposits, it's kind of just all these little sparks, right? To carry out any kind of duties you have to at work and like keep that social stuff flowing, or, you know, igniting some good shit with your partner, whatever it is, that energy can transfer into these other parts of your life. I will say changes in each of these areas are highly likely, but this isn't going to come to a surprise, you know, to you or those immediately around you or who are important in your life. It feels like the time is ripe. Mm-hmm. I do just want to say, if you feel like you're having any kind of personal problems this month, romantic, platonic, familial, whatever it is, I would say that maybe this is actually a good time for you to turn to a fellow Cancer or a Capricorn for help. Ooh. So if one of these folks extends a helping hand to you or a listening ear in your time of need, don't be ashamed to say, hi, yeah, yes, okay.
Yeah, some steady understanding.
Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Aries. You guys, I made you wait a long time.
Ooh, sweet Aries.
I know, you're always ready, chomping at the bit. Fiery. At the top, on fire. Anyway, Aries, this month, you guys are going to finally start seeing those January gym results. You feel me? I don't know. Maybe you like switched up your diet, your exercise situation. I don't know. You've just been like wondering if these difficult changes have been worth it. And I will tell you that according to various astrological websites, May is the time that you will see the fruits of your self-inflicted boot camp. So congratulations.
Oh, shoot.
You know, it's tough to really pursue through that seeing nothing. So congrats on that one. But speaking of self-inflicted boot camps, things are pretty much like going to go your way this month because of some rigid self-discipline. And I don't really associate rigid self-discipline with Aries, but
I don't either, but go on.
But then I thought about my brother and like in the things that he cares about that he's quote maybe on fire for, such as like being like the base master of the universe. He does have rigid self-discipline about that. So anyway,
okay,
something's going on for you this month, and you're going to really crush through everything, but also maybe be like a little hard on yourself. So just like be aware of that. But that being said, you will also have some time for entertainment, a different kind of grinding, perhaps. But this month, balance of that is going to be a little bit tough. So it seems like you're going to pretty much enjoy your month, but it's possible that you might oscillate between like militant adherence to like a self-made schedule, workflow, whatever it is, getting up at five, I don't know. And then swing to like just fully forgetting what day it is because you've been like ordering DoorDash and fucking all day.
Or maybe
like having impromptu parties. But you know what I mean? Like there's not necessarily a balance happening. So just be aware of how that pendulum could affect you.
Yes, yes.
Also, keep, and this, there's a lot of family shit going on this month. You got to wonder about it. So keep your ear to the ground for some news from a loved one near the end of the month. This news could perhaps throw you into a weird headspace because it might somehow muck up like family or career plans that you've been making. And this is kind of reminding me of Pisces vibes, but like do your best like them to listen to yourself and what you actually want rather than being swayed by the overt or covert needs and desires of other people. So, you know, boundaries, sweet brother. And who is next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Libras. Hello, Libras.
This is my moon sign. Anyway.
Yeah, there we go. In May, you've lived at high speed. Ooh. And now you will feel it. Therefore, listen, it's recommended to allocate a lot of this month, if you can, for rest and relaxation outside of these high speed things. You need to recuperate. Okay, sweet Libras?
Gotcha.
Focus on your inner world, your dreams, your fantasies. Listen to your voice and your intuition this month, okay? It is quite possible that you will quickly find some answers to maybe some doubts or questions that have been bothering you for a long time. Remember that people older than you, you know, family, so like parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, these are people who might be like good mentors and like sounding boards for you at this time. I also want to mention, again, to your point, I guess some family shit seems to be in the air. Gotta wonder. But a certain person with whom you've known or corresponded with in the past is gonna maybe make a grand reentrance or appearance in your life, and it might confuse you a little bit, okay? It might cause a little bit of confusion.
I love when we predict these reentrances.
Yeah, I love a reentry. You let us know if this happens to you, sweet Libras, okay? But Again, I want you to devote this free time that you have this month to like memories, maybe visiting places where you've not been for a long time, maybe like a spot that used to be your spot but wasn't anymore. And also really lean into this family shit, meet some relatives, like, you know, lean into some advice there, you know? And in professional matters, I just want to say there will be a period of stabilization. I like that for you, okay? So try to control the situation, you know, to the best of your ability. Don't necessarily try and run forward with new ideas, but lean into the stable, kind of calmer time, especially if you have some ideas or, you know, things you've been thinking about getting going, but you're not 100% sure about like the effectiveness or what kind of success you'd have. This is maybe a time to like let it coast for a second, maybe revisit in June. Okay.
Like our finances, take a beat.
Absolutely. And for you as well, sweet Libras, I would just say take a little bit of caution with kind of everyday matters. You know, it might be your inclination to, you know, eat, drink, be merry, whatever it is. And I think you should lean into that. Okay. You know, maybe have some people, you know, convene together, whatever it is. But don't indulge too heavily as you lean into these daydreams and nostalgia. Like, don't imbibe too much. Don't lean too heavily into like wild, you know, consumption of anything.
You could get IBS.
You could get IBS. Honestly, abdominal pain could be inevitable for you this month, sweet Libras. Okay. So just watch your back. Okay.
And your bowels.
Remember, abdominal pain could be inevitable. Okay. But listen, whatever project you've been working on, this thing that maybe has like potentially, been bothering you maybe in some capacity, you've had a little bit of uncertainty, this is a month that I feel like you're going to be able to wrap it up. So don't get caught up in any kind of network of, you know, intrigue or confusion or scarcity. Like, this is a time that I think you can really tie a bow on this one and move on. And truly, what a good feeling that may be. Okay. So Jamie, on that note, who are we talking about next?
Next, Taurus. All right, here we are. And, you know, leaving the birthday boys for last. I think you had the worst month last month. So sorry about that. If my memory serves me. Anyway, this month, you guys are going to have to channel some like impartial kind of Zen shit. You're in for a little bit of a weird month. So like lots of conflict around you in many spheres. And I feel you, because apparently Aquarius will have a lot of that too. But more specifically, friends and loved ones may come to you with their problems. They may fight with each other in front of you or attempt to force you into the middle of their arguments. Remember that you can stay neutral and that this will be the best thing for everyone if you are able to do so. Although, like, that is the worst. And, like, those people can, like, really just fuck off doing that.
I mean, just fuck right off.
But you may have recently neglected your family. And I don't know if, like, these quarrels have anything to do with that. Maybe, like, accidental or intentional separation. But the fact that you feel that you have neglected your family will increase your sense of obligation, and it may make family members act like you owe them. So be aware, you know, like guilt, unspoken expectations in this area. That kind of shit could lead loved ones to, and here we go again, this is a theme this month, pressuring you to choose their side in arguments or pressuring you to make moves in a way that behooves them. So it is imperative that you remain neutral at this time. And like the Pisces and the Aries, you need to take some time to really decide how you feel about these things, because it's an emotional storm. People, everybody's feelings are whipped up, and it's really hard to know how you actually feel about something when everyone is coming to you very emotionally. So be aware about that. This month, really the theme is, and this sucks, but it's also good. So, but like, it's kind of a growth portal. Like, you're squeezing through the horrible, like, just anus of the month where you're really becoming
a noose.
Yeah. You're maybe like sharpening some interpersonal skills through like managing all these conflicts. And like, it's really maybe going to take a toll on you. However, like, you're going to learn a lot about like how to communicate with people through this. And you might like learn about some values that you had that have just now been revealed to you through all of these fights happening, and maybe taking some time alone to decide how you feel. So this is going to be a pressure cooker, but just like, you know, steadfast, keep going, and you'll learn some shit at the end of it. And like Scorpio, the best way to recharge is in the company of easy friends. Could be Libras, Scorpios, Geminis. I'm really seeing this group appear everywhere. So
okay,
y'all are thick as thieves right now. Anyway, so just keep your friends around and try to weather through that. And without further ado, Austin is going to let us know who has had the worst month this month.
You've been bracing yourselves. But honestly, I don't think you've had one of these. Not recent memory to me. I don't know. Sorry, Capricorns. This month in May, it is you. You are having the worst month. Listen.
Yeah.
You've been craving that good streak for professional matters. I'm not sure it's happening this month, okay? But this month does bring some possibilities, so we'll get into it. Look, you may have had a lot of ideas circulating in your head recently. You're like kind of anxious to take some sort of chance and like turn something into a reality. But I'm going to be honest. I don't think this is a time that you should be jumping into that. I think you need to be careful because I think any promises or commitments you might try and make right now, not great. Okay. That's some Mercury shit. Okay. Watch yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you feel like you can't do something, I would encourage you this month to just fucking openly say it. You know, I know you like to be in control and seem like you got it figured out, but I'm questioning it, okay? You may not this month, and just own that. I know that's hard for you, okay? All right. So here's the thing. You may have some older person, maybe a family member, maybe some sort of like colleague, mentor person who's going to try and give you some tips. I just want to tell you, I don't know how carefully I would listen to them because I don't think they're going to be that useful, okay? I just think it could be not great.
Coming in
great,
with some
okay?
outdated advice.
I think people are going to give you maybe some bad advice this month. So maybe just like be wary. Okay. Be a critical thinker. You like to do that, Capricorn. So like don't jump too quickly into shit. Okay. You may have some complications in emotional matters this month. So I do, again, just want to encourage you, think very carefully before you do anything or say anything that you might regret, because honestly, you may pay a high price for any kind of big missteps you would make this month. Those mistakes are going to be hard to walk back. So tread lightly. I'm not trying to cripple or paralyze you with fear, sweet Capricorns, but like, you know, beware of quarrels and fights because it just feels ripe for it. Okay. Like fire. Okay. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's a lot of smoke this month, sweet caps. Okay. All the problems you have not been facing lately. Okay. Maybe there have been some things you put on the back burner. I will say this is a time to maybe try and lean into some solving with like some calm, factual information. But again, you have a propensity for some argumentative conversations this month. And I would just really advise you again, I can't say it enough this month, to steer clear of it. As long as you try properly, I do think there's a chance you can, you know, really definitively resolve some conflicts maybe that happen. Not everything, though, I'm going to be honest. But you're going to get on the other side of this. You'll make it through. Just, I don't know, maybe like don't show too much independence or freedom, especially the first week of the month. Like whatever's going on in your mind, people just may not have some space for it. And maybe this older person who's giving you some advice, whatever, like, original and exciting fresh ideas you may have, this person may be like giving you some anxiety about those ideas. So I would just say like a little bit of a month of like inaction maybe is encouraged to like hold on to some of this shit and come back to it later, because I don't know that the time is ripe. I feel like you might be getting some bad advice and somebody might make you feel a little anxious about things that in another circumstance you would feel good about and have a better chance for success. Listen, I always think it's useful to hear the opinions and advice of someone experienced. So file some things away, but I would not encourage you to act on them this month. I'm sorry, sweet Capricorns. It was tough advice, but it was advice I felt I needed to give you as your non-astrologer.
Absolutely.
And Jamie, on that note, who is having the best month ever this May?
All right, switching over to celebration mode. You guys know who you are by process of elimination. Thank you, because we can't play that, but you can sing it. So that's perfect.
That's right.
All right, you guys have had like some rough ones recently, if I'm recalling correctly. So you guys, I'm about to tell you everything that you've been wanting to hear. You had all of that work drama, those people spreading rumors about you. That can be behind you now. And this month, you'll really get to shine. You get to prove some haters wrong. That'll be really great. And you'll get to impress nearly everyone. You'll also be in the spotlight in multiple areas of your life. I know that's what you want.
Who doesn't?
In love, even if things have been rocky lately, you've got an amorous month to look forward to. Things will smooth out. Both singles and non-singles can expect intense feelings of connection with a lover. So intense, maybe, that there could be perhaps a culmination of these feelings in some sort of proposal. Not necessarily a marriage, but maybe a marriage proposal.
Maybe you're talking about moving in together. Yeah. Maybe you're talking about taking a first trip together. Maybe some sort of proposal.
Changing a name. Maybe you're both changing your name. Who knows? Mm. A trip. Or maybe, I don't know, like maybe you're deciding if you want to go on Love Island together or not. That's a really,
I hope
decision.
You're going on Love Island together.
And you're
yeah,
a
that
Leo,
is a big decision.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be watching for you.
We'll be watching. I'll be watching.
Whatever this big thing is, buying promise rings, like it's 2005, I don't know. It's a culmination of your love and it will be great. So like relax and enjoy that. Financially, I know we told everyone that like watch out, like May is going to be so unpredictable and rocky, and like while that is true and like your own monies may feel like a little stagnant this month, or maybe like if you have investments like they'll probably drop, there will be no bonuses, no side hustles working in your favor. And so you're saying like, why are finances good? And I'll tell you that an incredibly generous relative will slide in to financially assist in maybe like a very, very, very big way. And I don't want to overpromise. I don't know what your situation is, but like if you've got like a relative kind of in the periphery who's sitting on a lot of money, I don't know, maybe you could see like assistance with a down payment or something.
Let me know if they're adopting. I don't know.
Seriously. But it's going to be something that really changes your month, and it will overcome any kind of like losses that you experience from your investments or like your side hustle being on pause, whatever that is. Because I know you've been working that side hustle this year. We've seen you. Mm-hmm.
We see you staying out there.
Lastly, speaking of this money that will appear, go shopping. This is weird advice, but apparently now is the time because
the only person we're giving it to.
The only person. Now is the time because you've got like this money from this person in your family. And more specifically, this is weird because there are maybe a few items waiting for you, Leos, out there in the malls or online retailers that will not be available again. And so
hopefully at Claire's or Spencer's Gifts.
Now is the time. You do not want to miss these finds. So, you know, go involve yourself in the economy with this money that perhaps was supposed to be for a down payment. And we'll check on you again next month. But congratulations. It's going to be a really great May for you.
Shout out to the Leos.
Yeah.
Listen, and on that note, guys, these two non-astrologers who are giving you solicited or unsolicited advice, we don't know your choices, but you're here, so we'll say it's solicited mostly, are signing off another month of horoscopes. We will see you the last week of May to let you know what the fuck's happening in June. As always, you can find us on the internet via email at whyyourlikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyourlikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. And yeah, good night, good morning, good day, and I don't know, look to the stars.
Yeah, or just like, you know, play another episode of ours. Whatever is fine. Bye.
Whatever. Bye.